This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. Shakespeare famously gave voice to the full range of human drama and emotion, something we encounter on a daily basis in the news business. There's an improv theater group in Seattle called Unexpected Productions that occasionally performs in the style of the Bard. We've had them on before, and this week we invited them back. Randy Dixon, Alicia Wickstead, and Ron Hippie are the players. So good to have you all back with us again.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Now, remind me how this works. If I recall, I gave you three things.
Yeah, there were three suggestions that we had no prior knowledge of that you gave us. And then we just began improvising a short scene in Shakespeare.
Okay, you need three things. Now, are there categories here?
Sure. For our scene, we'd like to get perhaps a person, a location, and an object.
Okay, I'm going to use this week's news as a jumping-off place for us. You know, there's been a lot of speculation that Fred Thompson, the former Republican senator, now an actor, will soon be officially announcing that he plans to run for president. So let's start with him. I want Fred Thompson to be the person. The location, on a whale. And the object, a Petri dish.
All right.
Anytime you're ready.
We'll take
it. Great, thank you.
Ah, good fair Thompson, come. Enter in within this chamber, and we shall talk.
Aye, my fair scientist king, what hath thou called me for?
I hath hatched a plan within my pate that thou might find of most interest to thee.
Do tell, trip thy tongue as one who be not so graceful.
The time has come. For one who treads upon the boards to ascend once more to our highest office.
I do remember most political when I did hold sway over the imagination of those voting constituencies. And now I do use that square box of light that doth emanate in all homes to spread my skill. But what of thy plan, good King Scientist?
Come, we must speak at sea. Board this whale, for we shall ride deep within the depths where no one may hear us speak.
Thou hast a most unorthodox mode of travel, but I like it well.
Yes. It is a new symbol that we shall be using in the coming years. It shall replace the plodding foot of the elephant.
Aye, and doth contain more blubber.
Indeed. I have but brought another upon this whale.
Aye, 'tis I, Fred, thy goodly wife. It is with much trepidation that I do endorse thy campaign, for what of good law and its good friend order? Who shall keep the peace now that thou art embarking on career most political?
Aye, I canst not speak of that peace, but the peace of our nation, which be most unbalanced. Yea. Would that I could in some manner grow or create votes enough that I could be elected. But how to create these votes of nothing?
Such an elixir exists. Gaze within this.
Such a dish, most petrified.
Yes, for in it lie cells that we hath let lay for many years dormant.
Cells, aye, dangling chads more like.
Yes. Take but a spoonful of this ointment and place it upon thy tongue, for in it lies the talent and genes of a previous thespian who hath held the office.
Oh, most Reaganomic be my brain in spinning twixitude.
Engage now. See upon thy eyes mommy who doth face thee.
Aye, good mother. I do recognize thee.
Yea, I hath come to give thee sagely advice, for thou art now properly concocted in all the ways of politics. Thou shalt step forth from the back of this whale and into the hearts of the populace, for thou canst entertain and inform.
Good matron, I thank thee for thy advice. And upon this campaign will I assail, thanks to my good King Scientist aboard this whale.
Bravo. I think you all may have a future in politics.
We can only hope. We're actors, too, so it seems to go hand in hand.
Yeah, it seems natural.
Randy Dixon, Alicia Wickstead, and Ron Hippie are members of the Unexpected Productions troupe in Seattle. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.